I'm not going to try and emulate Steve because I can't. I can only be me. So we were thinking yesterday, Eunice said to me, "Have you thought of anything for tomorrow morning yet?" And I said, "God hasn't told me yet." And then when we came in, we were out last evening, and Eunice said, "Have you thought of anything yet?" And I said, "No, God hasn't told me yet." And she went to bed, and then God started to speak to me. And he said this, "Remember the boat." When the disciples were in the boat and the storm was raging, Jesus said these words, "Peace, be still." And that's what I got last night at 10:36. And he said to me, "Trust in my guidance." Now, a few people have said to me over the past couple of weeks, "Are you worried about the situation that we're in?" I said, "No, God has given me his peace." And last night he said, "Trust me. Trust my guidance." And then he just started to give me verses saying this. Now, if I was to read all of them, we would be here all day. So I'll just give you some of them. And we have the promise that when we trust him, he'll lead us and guide our paths. The Bible encourages us to lean not on our own understanding, but yield in our hearts to God's direction. We can navigate through life's twists and turns with confidence because we know he's always looking out for us. I was speaking to Kathy earlier before the service started. We used to sing this little song in the youth fellowship. Now, we're talking 40 years ago. It said these words, "Do not be afraid, for I will be with you. I have held you in my hands. You are mine." Sin, Mission, Praise. You can look through all 1,500 old songs, or you can look at the back and do alphabetical order. But that hope and that resoluteness that God is holding us in his hands. The famous song, "He's got the whole world in his hands." That's true to us today. And as I said, you just wanted to... I wanted to leave a few verses with you. They're known, many of them known to you. Some of the Psalms, some of the Proverbs. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, probably the most famous quoted verse after John 3 and 16. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he'll make your path straight." I quite like that version. You know, life's turns left and right. God will make it straight, your path. Psalm said many times in this service, if you want to find encouragement, you go and look in the Psalms. And since the person said that to me, that's where I found my most encouragement. But there was a verse that God gave me last night that I've never read before. And I've read, you know, I must have read it because I've read through the Bible completely. But recently, I haven't come across it. But it said this in Psalm 32 and verse 8. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." And I had to stop last night and I just prayed to God. I said, "Thank you, God, for that one." And the verse that I wrote on the letter when I said about the issue with the infrastructure of the buildings, we wrote this: "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And when we face life's challenges, and often we feel inadequate because we just feel that we can't do it, relying on God reminds us that it's okay to acknowledge our weakness. In fact, it's through our weakness that God's strength shines the brightest. When you're always looking down, you've got to get to the bottom. And once you've reached the bottom, the only way you can then look is up. And there's been times in our lives when we've reached rock bottom, and then we've cried out to God. What the message at the family service is going to portray is crying out to God for his maximum faith. God's grace is sufficient for us. And when we admit our limitations, we invite his power in. Second Corinthians, I'm going to give you three more. Second Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, again, known to all of us. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am made strong." Philippians chapter 4 says this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And if you're ever looking for a verse to hold on to, Psalm chapter 46 and verse 1 says this, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." So when someone says to you, "Are you worried?" you can say, "No, because my trust is in God and he's always with me." So I wanted to share those verses with you. Last night, about 11 hours ago, God gave them to me, and I wanted to share them with you this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that our hope is built on nothing less than you, our Father. We look to you for our strength. When we are weak, we look to you for your help. But Father, in all things, we acknowledge your goodness to us and your faithfulness upon us. So Father, as we meet today, and as we continue to meet in this place in 2026, we're at the end of January. We're now into a new month. Father, we ask that you would guide us with your ever-loving eye upon us, that you'll guide and direct us in the way we should go, that when life's twists and turns become too much, that we can call on you, call out to you and say, "Father, will you make the path straight?" And we know that when we cry out to you, you'll come alongside us and be with us and make that path straight. So Father, bless us today. We thank you for all that will be said and sung, for the conversations that will take place. Father, we pray that you would bless them. Be with us, we pray, in your precious name. Amen.